Blog Talk Radio.
We are live with Hester Live for TrueSim 32, where Madden meets realism on the field.
With that, we are live. It has been a few seasons since we have heard from Hester Live, but nonetheless, we are here and have returned. Tonight we'll go over current status of the league, current status of our other league, a rule change that will be implemented this season, and the announcement on the sliders. Let's see. I also want to, you know, congratulate Matt Vane on finally defeating the Shehab streak. Congratulations to the Atlanta Falcons. Finally notching a new hole in his belt so he can actually wear it. He is sad, though, because Stephen Davis is failing him in not giving him enjoyment in kicking his hiney. So, bittersweetness in Atlanta these days. This, as far as this season on Madden, we're looking at possibly the last season. Why I say that, you know, projecting the time frame, and honestly, this year has been interesting. Ready for the new Madden for sure. You know, I love all the members that we have had for a long time and the core members that we've retained and things along those lines, and very happy and in looking forward to some of the new guys that have joined us more recently. You know, I iterate to them and I will reiterate that this is a long-term home for Madden players that are serious about playing Sim and having a decent community, even though some guys in the community are a little interesting. We'll call them interesting, to say the least. And, you know, we have a great group, and this is going 4 years strong, or four Madden strong, and we're going to continue to go strong. So with that being said, you know, I don't want to overtax myself or some of the members. Once summertime comes along, you know, a lot of leagues are already folding up because it's just, I mean, a lot of leagues just fold up in general because they, you know, mismanagement, bad group, whatever the case may be. We are very fortunate to have a dedicated group, and I love and appreciate every single member that we have. Thank you guys for continuing to go strong. You know, some guys have had to bow out early, even some of our core dudes that have been here for a long time because of life events or, you know, summertime things, summer jobs, or, you know, a multitude of things that have happened. You know, like currently right now, Tony Harris had the garbage man, quote unquote, visit his house. You know, hopefully him and his family are okay. Last time I checked, they seem to be okay. He's not in a good position for Madden, as I guess they don't have internet at the current time, but the family's safe and all those things. So that's the most important thing. So we'll, the NFC East is so shaky that he can come in midseason and still win it, so it doesn't faze him, or that's not even entirely a huge concern. So, which is sad. Jim Juke, Robert Ketch, Wayne Singh. Hopefully we get some competition in that division this year. Let's see, where was it going? So, you know, again, thank you to all the members. glad to see us continue to go strong. The middle of this season, we're going to, after the, obviously after the draft, which is later this week, maybe I'll do a show for the draft. And, yeah, I probably will do that. I'll do a show after the draft. And we'll review some of the teams and some of the things that they've done in the off season. And in the middle of the season, we're definitely going to go. I'll probably do another radio show describing exactly what's going to happen in regards to the teams for M16. People have obviously learning a lot from this Madden. If they continue down this route, owner mode is definitely more, it takes more dedication and more attention than just getting on and playing Madden. But honestly, that's what I want. I want the owners that are going to give a little bit more effort and go a little hard in the paint, per se. Some of our owners still haven't figured it out. Or even, I don't know how, you know, some markets, we learned this year that markets are very important, you know, being the Jets, the Giants, those guys make money pretty much no matter what. The Cowboys, surprisingly, continue to just sit in the rut. I don't know how, because that's one of the easiest teams to make money. Packers are a... they're not owned by an owner, technically, so they don't have a stadium lease or anything like that, so that's a strategy point. You know, different groups with different brand-new stadiums, like Minnesota have a brand-new stadium, the 49ers have a brand-new stadium. You know, all of that goes into your sales. You know, you got to think of historical, you know, like for the 49ers, we've got like Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Ronnie Lott. Jersey sales, and you know, some teams don't have that established history where they have the vintage jersey sales. So all that goes into factor, and it's something that has to be thought about for next year's teams. I want everybody to be, you know, you're going to have your home fans, and then you're going to have your strategists. You're going to have, you know, some of these teams strategically are definitely above the others when it comes to the money and the funds and things along those lines. So it's going to be interesting to see where people go. Like I said, in the middle of this season, I'm going to go ahead and release the page and, you know, just a heads up that some veterans will be able to bid in this war. And it's not just any veterans. You know, I contact former vets that are in good standing with us after the fact. But everybody that's in the league and select few that are what I consider vested members will be bidding in the wars for the teams for M16. And when I say vested, I mean people like Ryan, Polichka, Monty Ball, Theron Washington. You know, there's only a handful or less of guys that I would consider vested and have just had to bow out due to different circumstances. Shadu will probably be coming back. So those four names are the ones that stick out. You know, I have to go through my messages, all 5,000 of them that I get from you guys, and see exactly who all, you know, because they contact me and they say, hey, you know, make sure you don't forget about me. Yeah, I'm, you know, I forgot about. I got a running list of too many. So we'll, yeah, so there'll be a handful or less of guys that will be, have that opportunity. And it's only guys that have an established or vested time here with us. So that'll be coming out, something for you guys to think about. I am going to make the announcement that I am going to attempt to run fantasy correct. Fantasy will return for Madden 16. It has been the bastard child this year because of the circumstances that most know. Our other radio hosts set us up for failure in that. I shouldn't have succumb to the requests and to have the fantasy league. But I did, and I learned the lesson. Something that I was scared was going to happen did happen, because I don't like anything underneath my name failing like it did. If you guys do have other leagues or are wanting another league or anything like that, I emphasize, you know, if you got a league that's not that great, you know, drop that and join the fantasy league and help bolster those rankings. Of course, Flagship is the one that we all, you know, put the clout in and make sure that's where the bragging rights and all the hardcore matchups are. But I do enjoy a fantasy league. It's something. So what? At the end of the day, we're going to try it for Madden 16. If it doesn't succeed, you know, I'm not going to cut it off or anything like that. We're going to run the same amount of years that the regular runs, and or maybe one less. It might be a 72-hour league, pending how many core group members get into that from here, because I don't want people stressing over getting their names in. You know, 48-hour leagues can sometimes be a little much, and especially for the people running it. With that being said, you know that it's going to be ran right. It's going to be, I don't want to overdo it for myself. So it's important that we have a good chairman base. It's TBD whether Papa Bear is going to be chairmaning that full time. So if anybody wants to step up for Fantasy League next year, I need somebody that's reliable, trustworthy, you know, which pretty much most of this group, you know, some guys can be shaky sometimes, so you can get me worried. But so there is that. Fantasy will return for Madden 16. That sign-up will go out at the same time. Obviously, all core members of Flagship will have first dibs for Fantasy as well. There's only, you know, a handful of teams that are going to be competing in that, and then I'll open it up to the community, and we'll have that full. So keep that in mind. Let's see. All right, rules. New rules. New rules for this year. The only rule that I believe is going to be installed for this year is we are going to limit hot routes. Offensively, you know, we need people that mix up your calls and run the plays that are called. You have audibles for a reason. We're going to limit these hot routes, because when people go up to the line and spend 10 minutes hot routing the hell out of their play, honestly, it's stupid. And it's not sim. It doesn't happen in real life. I mean, you can audible to a new play. That's realistic. Or you can hot route, you know, a maximum of 2 receivers. You know, even 2, I think, is too much. But we're going to try out 2. We're going to see 2. You know, I still think it's going to cause an issue. I want 1, but I'm going to be a little giving. But no more than 2 hot routes per offensive play. Make sure you guys, you know, it's up to us to keep the playing field level for everybody. The rules are there to keep everybody on a fair playing field, all right? I commend and award Dorian Edwards, the newest, the Jaguars. That dude is awesome. When he came in, whenever somebody does wrong, it's video evidence on my desk saying, hey, this is exactly what happened. Bam, bam, bam. Every video instance of it happening in the game. That's what I want. That's what people are supposed to do. And I want everybody doing it. This is not, oh, you're a crybaby. This is not, oh, you're a rat, whatever the case may be. That's bullshit. That's high school bully tactics. This is, we have a rule book and we got an even playing field. We need guys that respect that. If you're crying about somebody reporting you, then that just means you're a bitch. All right? So don't be a bitch. Follow the rules. That being said, next year, next Madden, this is something that everybody needs to understand or get set up, whatever the case may be. I don't care if it's on low quality. Every game needs to be streamed. Does not need to be streamed by both, but at least one member needs to stream it. Unless both or one of them is streaming and it is unbearable due to connection problems. But it will be a requirement. We will hopefully be doing random video checkups. Everybody saw what happened to John Law. It's a black eye. But we're going to be attempting to be more due diligent with our reviewing of tape. It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be random. But I need everybody to be able to be reviewed because it's unfair for some people to stream every game and then other people to never stream at all. Has nothing to do with whatever you may think. I just want to randomly check on people to make sure games are being ran correct. This Madden, I did not investigate random tapes, or even if I was watching the tape or saw random tapes and I saw a rule violation, you know, I want everybody to report issues that they are seeing. Everybody needs to know the rules, and make their opponents respect the rules. This is something I tried to instill this year. I tried to explain that I want exactly like Dorian did. I just can't commend this guy enough in regards to his review methods and how he reported things that were wrong. And it's not like it was, you know, I think he did it for like 3 games since he's been here. So he's had 3 issues. I find that to be, that's great. That's great. Those 3 issues have to be cleaned up and all of them were taken care of. But I want everybody doing that. If there's issues, you report it. Give me the recordings. It's too easy to record now in PlayStation for this to be an issue. So, you know, present the evidence. Your opponent should be punished for not following the rule book, because everybody needs to follow the rule book. You know, that one win may give them home field advantage. That one win may give them the division. That one, you know, every win in the NFL is very crucial. And that's the same thing in Madden. Every win can be very crucial. So let's be due diligent on that. Keep things strong and going. So just for a quick review, middle of this season, we will have like a show in regards to, well, I'll tell you what, soon after we'll do like a draft review show, and then in the middle of this season we'll do a show that focuses on the Madden 16 teams and how we're going to be going about bidding and any stipulations or rules or anything like that in regards to how to bid. We'll go over that in that show. Fantasy will be a go. So TrueSim Fantasy League we'll open that sheet the same time we open the other one. We will probably make that a 72-hour league. And the new rule change is going to be 2 hot routes max for this year on offense. You know, remember, some of you guys that are getting no-huddled to death, I might modify the no huddle rule in regards to time, because it states that you can only do 2 in a row. But I think, you know, if it's under 2 minutes, you should be able to do as many as you need, or if there's like a insurmountable amount, maybe 28 points or, you know, whatever the limit is, you can do no huddle nonstop until you can't do no huddle no more. I don't know. I'll figure that out and I'll announce that. But for the time being, that's going to be about it. I don't think I have anybody that wanted to speak tonight. And this is just for information. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody for continuing to be great members. Again, welcome the new members. Thank you guys for joining us. This is a league that's been going on for 4 Maddens. Continue to go on. We appreciate your support. Look forward to seeing you more this season and hopefully making an impact, as well as future Maddens. This league will be here to respect you as long as you respect it. Continue to follow the rules. I think that's going to be about it. I think that's going to be about it. Thank you, guys. Sorry you all did not get to hear Stephen Davis tonight. He's got everything in the world going on and moving, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So hopefully he'll be back on track and back in the league at some point this season. He told me to give him a little bit of time. So we'll see what happens with that. If he doesn't, then, you know, may he rest in peace for a little bit of time. And all right, I think that's it. Thank you guys for listening, and enjoy your night.
We are live with Hester Live for TrueSim 32, where Madden meets realism on the field.